Okay, here we go. Week number 7, Machshava on Shabbos. 5 short ideas on Shabbos Kodesh. Our learning should be in Tzchus of Rosh Shlema for Baruch Tzvi ben Rivka Bat, Yab Besor Shorcho Yisrael, David Hedach Mordechai, Befer the Simcha Besor Shorcho Yisrael, and of course, Lili Nishmas, Daniela Sara, as Eliezer Yisrael Halevi. Last week we spoke about Nishmas, so I thought we'd speak about Nishmas again to be able to start off. They say in the name of the Sanzer Rebbe, that when he would have his tish, late into the night of Leil Shabbos, he noticed his chassidim were growing tired and growing weary. And then he would tell everyone it was time to be able to go to bed, to retire, so that everyone would be refreshed and recharged and alert for the morning, for the tefillah of Nishmas. The beautiful outpouring of praise to Hashem, which is only said on Shabbos and Yontif. He even told his chassidim, it's time to go to sleep on Leil Shabbos, so we have koach for Nishmas. And I think at least for myself, sometimes, you know, Friday night, either what we're learning or we're just hanging out with friends and family, it's important to be able to understand, be able to get the right amount of sleep. So you have koach for Shabbos day. It's like Purim night. You have to go to sleep a little earlier Purim night, so you have koach for Purim day. Comparison between Purim and Shabbos, we can make a lot of comparisons, not for now. Beautiful idea, the Sanzer Rebbe used to tell his chassidim to go to sleep, so they have koach for Nishmas. The second idea comes to us from Yonos and Eibschitz. He writes in Yaros Tavash a beautiful thing. He writes about a person has to be able to learn Hilchos Shabbos during the week. Constantly needs to be fluent in Hilchos Shabbos. And this is a translation of Yonatan Eibschitz and Yaros Tavash. One who does not study the laws of Shabbos properly two or three times cannot possibly escape desecrating Shabbos Kodesh. Be the Doraiso, Derabonans, it's proper for one to forever study Hilchos Shabbos with a Rav who will clarify everything for him and with constant review until it will be fluent on his lips. Praiseworthy is the man that does this, that will protect him like a shield against retribution. Says the Rav Yonatan Eibschitz, a person has to be so fluent in Hilchos Shabbos, constantly connecting themselves to Shabbos throughout the week, be able to make sure that Hilchos Shabbos is something that's not just that they learn on Shabbos, but literally throughout, there should not be a day that goes by, there's not learning a little bit of Hilchos Shabbos. Because when a Jew, says Rav Yonatan Eibschitz, when a person learns Hilchos Shabbos, you become connected to Shabbos throughout the week, and it acts as a sort of protection for him, like a shield against any retribution, any punishment, and a person becomes connected to Shabbos forever and ever. A beautiful idea from Yonas and Eibschitz. The third idea comes to us from the Chos of Lublin. The Chos says that Shabbos Kodesh itself can bring a person emotionally, can change a person physically, emotionally, spiritually. He says at the end of the day, how do I know this? Says the Chos of Lublin, the mitzvah of Shabbos wasn't given to us originally at Har Sinai. The mitzvah of Shabbos was originally given to Klal Yisrael at Mara. We look at the Gemara and in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, the mitzvah of Shabbos was given to us at Mara. And it was Mara and Klal Yisrael were told, at the end of the day, if we listen to Kadosh Baruch Hu's commandments, and we observe everything, Ani Hashem Rofecha, says the Chos of Lublin. If the Ani Hashem Rofecha is written by Mara, it's written by Shabbos, obviously, I am Hashem, your healer, is written by Shabbos. Obviously, Shabbos is the power to cure not only physical ailments, but spiritual ailments and emotional ailments. And a person to be able to enter in the world of Shabbos, you could come out of Shabbos a different person, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Beautiful idea of the Chosid that says that we were given Shabbos by Mara, and it says the words by Mara, Ki ani Hashem Rafecha, that we Hashem is our healer. Specifically, we see that Shabbos Kodesh has to be able to cure a person physically, spiritually, and mentally as well. Beautiful idea of the Chosid of Lublin. The last two ideas, I just want to talk about the two avodas of two great tzaddikim, of the Chasam Sofer and the Rav Aryeh Levin, what they did on Erev Shabbos to get ready for Shabbos. So the Chasam Sofer lived in, he was born in Germany in 1762, and they say his story, he died in 1839. His yahrzeit is Chav Kimel Tishrei. So they say about the Chasam Sofer, this was his Friday morning, his Erev Shabbos schedule. He didn't sit down to eat breakfast. Right after davening, he would do Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum. We know that's a very the Hasidic minhag to be able to do Shnei Mikra V'Echad Targum fully on Erev Shabbos. And right after those, he read the Haftarah. And after he finished this review, he recorded his own thoughts that what he wanted to write on Shabbos. So basically, the Shnei Mikra V'Echad Targum, learned the Haftarah, and then he would write down his drasha for Shabbos. Before noon, the Chasam Sofer would have a coffee and some kink, but after the remnant of the day, after Chatzos, the Chasam Sofer ate nothing, so he would come to Shabbos with a great appetite. We see by Tzaddikim took Erev Shabbos so great that every little minute of Erev Shabbos was so precious to them. He was to get ready for through Shnai Mikra, get ready for the Haftorah. Obviously, the Chasam Sofer knew the Parsha. He was able to connect yourself to Klal Yisrael, connect yourself to the Parsha. He did Shnai Mikra, Targum, then he go to the Haftorah, then he would write down his Drasha, and then he would have a little cake, but he wouldn't eat past Chatzos. to make sure that you go into Shabbos with an appetite. And they say about the fifth final idea, Rav Arya Levine. You know Rav Arya Levine, the great Tzaddik of Yerushalayim. Tzaddik of Yerushalayim passed away in 1969. That Rav Arya Levine used to not only go for to the regular Jews, he would always go to be able to help people, go on people to visit people in prison. What happened was Rav Arya Levine used to get a lot of letters, and he would open each letter with a lot of excitement. And sometimes he would be crying. What happened on Friday? Rav Arya Levine's mailbox was stuffed with letters. He didn't touch a single envelope. And they asked him, Rabbi, why is it that your letters are so filled? Your mailbox is so filled on Friday. So Rav Arya said that he couldn't go into Shabbos with the sorrowful plights and the sorrowful challenges that he saw that was written to him. So I leave the mail until after Shabbos. Once Shabbos call has departed, then I can turn my attention to their distress. Meaning, Rav Arya Levine could not go into Shabbos knowing that there are Jews in pain. So on Friday, he did not open his mailbox, because it hit him so hard. It hit him so hard. And how much more so for us, if we know there's certain emails or certain things happening in the world or certain business deals, we don't touch it on Erev Shabbos. We'll deal with it Motzei Shabbos, deal with it Sunday. But to show you the godless Rav Arya Levine, he cared so much for everyone, for himself, it would physically, emotionally hurt him. So he wouldn't even touch the mail. So you go into Shabbos with the proper mindset, the proper menuchas and nefesh. Just review these five ideas. The Sanz Rebbe said, he told his chassidim to go to sleep on Shabbos night, so they have koyach for Shabbos to be able to say nishmas. You understand? Aipshit, the second thing it says that the koyach of studying Hilchos Shabbos gives a person tremendous protection, and a person has to go every single day learning Hilchos Shabbos, who connect himself to Shabbos. It should be fluent on his lips, and praiseworthy is the person who does this. He learns that Shabbos, he learns about Hilchos Shabbos. The Choiz of Lublin says that Shabbos has the ability to cure, because we know that the words Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha were given to Klai Yisrael and Mara. I'm Hashem, your healer. Shabbos given to Amara. The words Hashem, Ki Ani Hashem Rafach, were said at Amara. So Shabbos Kodesh is the ability to cure physically, spiritually, emotionally. And then we talked about the avodas of the Chasim Sofer and Rav Arya Levine on Erev Shabbos. Chasim Sofer's avodas to Shtayim Mikra. He wouldn't do after Torah, and then he write down the drushes, and then he would have a little cake, but he wouldn't eat after Chatzos. They would go into to Shabbos with a little bit of an appetite. And Rav Arya Levine would not look at the stressful letters that he would get, because at the end of the day, they would cause him not to be able to experience Shabbos, because people's pain would be his pain, and he did not want that pain to be able to affect it from Shabbos. We should be zocheh b'ezras Hashem to take these ideas of Shabbos Kodesh, be excited for Nishmas, be able to learn about Hilchos Shabbos, be able to understand that Shabbos itself is a cure, and be able to understand that everything we do in Erev Shabbos is a chana for Shabbos Kodesh, and make sure to take advantage fully of it.